USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, there are reports of a Russian missile landing in Poland, killing two people. The missile reportedly landed in eastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. Poland is a member of NATO. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't saying much about former President Trump ahead of his expected announcement of a presidential run. However, the governor is contrasting his success with those of Trump-endorsed candidates in last week's midterm elections.
Really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks?
Amazon is announcing around 10,000 layoffs.
As inflation continues to plague the American economy, Amazon is preparing layoffs that could total about 10,000 workers as the company continues broad cost-cutting. Amazon's layoffs, which could begin as soon as this week, are targeted for corporate employees and could affect Amazon's devices business, which includes Alexa products, as well as human resources and retail. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker will face off once again in Georgia's runoff elections next month. As new senators-elect are welcomed into the Capitol building this week, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Republicans hope they are not yet done welcoming new colleagues.
I'm proud to welcome members of what will be the 118th Congress freshman class. I hope sincerely that each of our incoming colleagues will embrace the honor of this immense responsibility.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announces he's invoking clauses in the U.S. and Texas constitutions to declare an invasion at the southern border. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
After discussing global interests with the leader of China in Bali, Indonesia, President Biden remarked that he doesn't believe a new Cold War is necessary. Appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul says he thinks the United States is in a new Cold War with China.
It was a very, once again, a projection of weakness. It was not a deterrence to the threat from China.
He argues that President Biden should have taken a stronger stance on deterring China from considering invading Taiwan. A former college football coach is taking action against the team who fired him.
The former head football coach at Washington State University is filing a lawsuit against the school, its athletic director, and Governor Jay Inslee. Nick Rolovich claimed his federal rights were violated when he was fired for refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The lawsuit says he refused the vaccination for religious and personal beliefs. WSU says not following the state mandate gave them just cause to terminate Rolovich's contract. The suit claims he should have been paid 60% of his $2 million base salary for the remainder of his contract. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Texas school where 19 students and two teachers were murdered will be torn to the ground. The Uvalde School District Foundation is out with plans to build a new campus about 2 miles away. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.